Welcome back to the Hot Mess to Awesomeness podcast, a show all about inspiring smart, busy women to put their happiness at the top of their to-do list. Join your host and life coach, Dionne Thompson, as she chats with amazing women who have figured out how to make their happiness a priority, and more importantly, what it's really like to go from hot mess to awesomeness. And now, on with the show.
Welcome, everybody, to the break that every busy woman deserves. Today is a fabulous day because I have Kelly Dubois with me today, And she has been, I think you've been on almost every single call, other than I think the one that you missed only because you were so immersed in trying to figure out Zoom that you couldn't get on the Zoom, planning for your own classes. So That's allowed. I completely understand. And I was doing them every day. So I think now that there's been a shift so that they're not as often, that everybody has a chance to catch on or jump on. And thank you to all of you who are, this is your first time on the call with us. Thank you for making the time and for joining us. I'm really excited that you're here. So I'll walk you through a little bit of our format. So we've done our dance party, we've done the sweating now. And so for the next little bit, Kelly and I are going to chat, and I have some questions about what the heck we're doing and how we do it and how we figure it out literally minute by minute. Because I think that I know that Kelly is a super hyper aware person, has been watching the process for herself and for others. So that should be awesome. And then at the end of our chat, then Kelly will lead us in something a little bit more calming than Shakira. And I look forward to that. So thank you, everybody. So Kelly, let me let people know a little bit more about you. My personal introduction of you is that you are one of the most generous souls that I've ever met. And I feel honored to have had the opportunity to connect with you, and in a way that honored who you are. I mean, to connect through Leanne, that was huge. And then at Wise Women Say, and to learn more about you in that really safe space, and so that we could both be ourselves and really be present. It was a real gift. So that's how I feel about you. But so everybody else knows a little bit more about what you do. So Kelly is a yoga practitioner and leader and master, and does a variety of yoga in her home. So she's taught many different kinds of yoga, such as, oh, I'm going to screw all these words up. I'll just skip all variety of different kinds of yoga, and you can ask her about what those are. Since 2002. So she's been really committed to this for a long time. She's a deep compassion and desire to meet people where they're at so they can rise above their challenges, which I think was part of our connection, because I too believe that it's through those stories and capacity to hold space that we all get to rise up. And so her journey through anxiety and depression sparked a deep desire to develop meditation retreat days and sacred sisterhood circles, which of course I love, to help others discover the sense of purpose and connection to spirit that helped her heal. Kelly's playful spirit invites yogis to tap into joy and laughter, which is very healing and uplifting to one's soul. And so if you've been following her, which I know some of you have, she did PJ yoga, which I love. And she did some upside down yoga where she literally hung in a swing and shared some of her thoughts with us about what was going on in the world. And I got a giggle out of it, and I'm so grateful. I actually go back and watch it every once in a while just to be like, she's freaking hanging upside down. Like, this is and then having like a soulful moment with us, right? Just to help to shift perspective and to really be a little bit more present. Like, how am I going to watch her? It was awesome. So thank you, Kelly, for joining us.
Awesome. Hello. Hello. You almost made me cry right off the bat.
I don't want to say that's one of my superpowers, but you know, every once in a while.
But maybe it is. Yeah, I actually, when I heard about Wise Women Say, it literally, it was like zing, you know, I just felt everything come awake in my body when I read about it. And I'm like, okay, because I've been sort of voyeuring for a little bit in the background before I leaped into the actual living room at your place, Dion. But I thought, okay, Leanne's there. It's okay. It's going to be, it's going to be okay. It's a safe space if Leanne's there. So, yeah, so it's pretty cool. And it's funny because in the last year, like I've been kind of doing all these meditation retreat days and stuff like that for about 8 years. And like you said, teaching yoga for, I think, 18 or something like that. But it's when I moved up here, it was like there was nobody, I didn't know anybody who was doing these kinds of things, right? So it's been literally one after the other after the other in the last year. And you've been such a huge part of that, Dion, sort of unraveling this world up in this end of Cinco County for me. There's a lot of you underground. And it's amazing because every corner that I turn, I am meeting these remarkable women that have the same vision for rising women up. And we all have a story and we all have had challenges. And it's just so cool to see how our people are using it to help other people and to, you know, come above those circumstances. So,
absolutely. Cool. And there are some of those beauties on this call today. So shout out to Leanne and to Roxanne and to Deanna for all hosting community and helping us all to rise up. Just some beautiful souls we have in our world. So yay. So
yes,
you
yes,
know,
yes.
And I think looking around the room, most of you know, I believe that it's our stories that unite us. That it's through sharing and allowing ourselves to walk through our experiences openly in the presence of others, that we truly can become not only more connected to each other, but connected to ourselves. And so I know that you've shared part of your story in different circles, but Kelly, let us know today a bit about your journey and what has inspired you to connect so deeply to yoga and all the limbs and all the facets of yoga.
Mm-hmm. The first time I took a yoga class, it was a chair yoga class, mm-hmm. and I was using a walker and a wheelchair. So I was at one of the darkest times of my life. I'd had a car accident. And I developed paralysis down the left side of my body. They had to do emergency surgery. This journey that I went through of having this spinal injury has been a permanent thing that I've had to deal with for my whole life. But I'm so grateful that I'm walking now and I have all my bodily functions back. So that's always good. but through the process of this car accident and injury and everything, I developed systemic lupus. So the trauma on my body was just too much. And I started having all these crazy symptoms, half my hair fell out, and I just was starting to get sick all the time. I had no energy, and I couldn't eat. There was like so much stuff was it's just everything literally went haywire. And my body just started short-circuiting just because of the pain that I was dealing with. So literally when I had become so disconnected from my body and from everything, from spirit. I've always been a very spiritual person, and I literally felt like I was completely abandoned. I felt alone in my journey, and it wasn't until I walked into that class and sat down on the chair, and that was the first time in, I would probably say, about 5 years that I felt present in my body. Mm-hmm. During that class, I was able to connect with my breath, I found that somewhere it was like that glimmer of spirit was there by the end of the class. Like it wasn't right away. It was through the journey of the class. So I was like, wow, I didn't even realize how far, lost I was, how far, 'cause it's such a, it's such a, you get lost in the day to day of just surviving. So, so since then it's, from that moment on, there was no turning back for me. And it literally was just like the beginning of an opening of my soul again. And the physical part was very therapeutic for me, of doing like the gentlest baby steps. My physiotherapist told me last year that if it wasn't for yoga, today I would be in a wheelchair. So literally, I think it really, when he said that to me, I think it really hit me at how far I've come and where I would be today if I didn't have the tenacity to do all the things. Like, I've done lots of things, but yoga has been a huge piece of that for me.
Amazing. Oh, so right now in the world, and maybe right now in this minute, we are all facing some pretty significant challenges, and I think that they run the gamut. Every single person is doing the best they can, and with that comes different perspectives and different ups and different downs and side to sides and insides and outsides. So I know that you have been with us for since we started these breaks, and have shared your journey and your struggles. What do you think is really been the most challenging for you moving through this, and what are you sort of tapping into to stay grounded?
I think for me, one of the things that's been the hardest is flipping back and forth, because when this started unfolding and I literally got booted out of one building and within 24 hours had another building, and I didn't realize, none of us realized at that time what was happening, but one of my new locations ended up being in a community room in a senior center. So the health board came in and said, as soon as it started, said, you can't have any outside user groups. So I literally was spinning to try to get another location. And within 24 hours, we were set up to go, because my class was the next day. So, my new session was just starting. So so from that minute until today, I guess I went into this, like, I've been flipping back and forth from my head and my heart, my head and my soul, you know what I mean? Because I find that where all the healing is, where all the grounding is, that's in my soul, that's in my spirit, you know? And then I've, you know, catapulted into this world of technology, which Dion, thank God, has helped me with. So I really had this deep desire from day one to not interrupt our yoga. But even more so than that, I had this desire to just get it out to the world, because that week went really quickly from people not really understanding the magnitude of this to panic and fear and just like, what the bleep? And I my gut instinct was, I need to get yoga out to whoever wants it, because it's so grounding. We need to keep breathing through this. We need to connect with our root chakra, all these things. So I started learning how to videotape. I had no idea how I was going to present it out there. But I started learning how to videotape yoga that I could just put out there for free. And little did I know, my heart and intention is always in the right place, but technology or the world has a whole different plan. So there was a lot of F words, let's just put it that way. And a lot of tapping into Roxanne and Dion and to help me find my way. So that was a huge challenge for me, because what happens when my brain gets into technology and not knowing what I'm doing, it shuts down the rest of me. I get overwhelmed. And literally, it's like my brain's going, it's like, you're telling me something, but it's literally just bouncing right off. And I get to a certain threshold that I just can't take in any more information, especially when I'm ping-ponging around. So that's been a challenge. And the so I've navigated, I'm very proud of myself. You know, I'm grateful for it, and I'm proud. Dion's got those little posts. Oh, hi, my mom's texting me. Sorry. like, ding. Okay. So I'm really proud of myself that I have sort of risen above that. In, it's far from perfect. I'm just like, you know what, people, this is not going to be pretty, but I'm going to show up, and we can all show up in our pajamas, and who cares if it's not perfect, because I'm a bit of a recovering perfectionist. So that's been the gift in this, is I've had to let that go and say, you know what, people, this is me. I'm a little crazy. I'm a little, you know, whatever, but my heart is in the right place, and I just want to put it out there. So, and then the other challenge that I've had that has tripped me up a couple of times is my husband is an essential worker, and they have not been taking the necessary protocol that's been recommended by the government in order to keep the people safe there. So with having lupus, I've had a couple of days that I was in fear, because I, well, for the obvious reasons, and I was just reacting. Mm-hmm. So I'm finding that through this whole process, I'm being very, okay, stop, breathe, step back, and being conscious about, how do I want to respond to this? Because I've had a couple of doozy fights with my hubby, and it's not been pretty. And I'm just like, I cannot live in a space, you know? And I was really realized how primal it became for me. So it's been interesting to see my process of self-preservation. You know, I'm like, all you single ladies that are hibernating by yourself, I was like so envious. I would trade that for the world right now, because I know I can protect myself, because I can self-isolate. I have no problem with that. Maybe after 6 weeks, I might be going a little batty, but but knowing that somebody else, my life literally could be in somebody else's hands, was really kind of evoking that primal root chakra feeling of safety and security and health and all that stuff. So, but for the most part, like I said, I've had moments that I've reacted to some of the things that have been going on. They're still transferring people into the building where he is from the outside in, from one building to the next, even when there was suspected cases of COVID. So it's stuff that you just kind of shake your head. So I've really found that I have had to lean heavily into my yoga and into walking every single day. I don't miss it for the world. And my mantras, big time. I love mantras. Music is such a powerful healing thing for me. So those are the main things that I've been utilizing to get me back to, I'm okay in this moment. All is good. You know, I have enough. All will be well. And yeah, so that's been my challenges and how I've worked through them.
I thank you for sharing that and for helping us to see both sides of the emotions that are rising up. I think it's really I don't want to say common, but I think a lot of us are experiencing some of that revert to primalness, that space where it's becoming kind of instinctual, and we're leaning on patterns that are really driven by our emotional state. And some of us have been have done some of that work and worked to process and to sort of get ahead of it. And I think that's what I heard you were saying about, you know, the work that you had to sort of re-engage. So the mantra work and the physical movement, I find movement is just such a integral part of literally not being stuck. Like, you know, when we can get stuck spinning in our minds or stuck with the emotions in our body and keeping us feeling and acting in a way that is out of alignment with our integrity, getting up and actually physically moving your body allows the flow to occur. And I mean, I am definitely no expert in how all of the energy flows, but I know just my personal experience, just the act of moving from one part of the house to the other and back, driving has always been a really, really important peace for me, and walking as well. So even if it's not physically moving my body, it's just moving in space, allowing what is kind of getting bunged up to mm-hmm. to have a place to go. So thank you for sharing that. I was on a different call, many calls happening nowadays. I was on a different call with a different group, a bunch of amazing women, and talking about, we feel like we're falling backwards. And what comes to mind for me is that, you know, we are each facing this experience through our own lens. And although it may feel like we're taking a step backwards, I believe that we're actually just moving sort of up in like a spiral movement, right? We're taking all of the knowledge that we've gained over however many years that we've been doing work, or could be the, however many minutes we've been focusing on our breath. We are not the woman we were last week or a year ago, or whenever else we may have felt stuck in anger, shame, fear, hurt, guilt, rage, that we do carry with us new tools, and giving ourselves the grace and space to allow those to rise back up to the surface. And which is why this group is so valuable to me, because it gives me that pause moment and to be reminded that I can access those tools. Even though literally right before getting on this call, I felt like I was spinning. And I was like, I gotta do this, I gotta do all the things and feel the people and do the blah, 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 and dogs barking. And then I could feel my going up and up and up. And again, super grateful for Shakira, because ass shaking movement gets things going. So thank you for that. Thank you, everybody, for joining me in the dance party and for being here with Kelly. As you share your story. And so there's some love for you in the comments if you haven't checked that out already. Mm-hmm. And Melanie had asked a question while we were talking about the challenges about getting yourself back on your mat after you've lost your desire out of the frustration that your body won't do what you want it to do.
Huge.
Yeah. So I wanted to give you a chance to respond to that directly, even though I know you sort of talked around challenges, but.
Oh, this has probably been one of my biggest challenges, because it wasn't like a one and done, you know, like, I had this challenge for a few years, I healed from it, and then she lived happily ever after. It so was not that. I've had times in my life that I literally could not get out of bed by myself for 6 weeks at a time. Like, I literally needed people to help me to go to the bathroom. So my physical challenges have been quite severe at times. It's hard when you're looking at me for people to kind of grasp sort of the gamut of the journey that I've been down. But the thing that I found, that's when I discovered the deeper benefits of yoga and spirituality. That's when it really came home in my heart, was the times I couldn't do anything. Like, I literally have had times that I've had to just stare at the ceiling for weeks at a time because I couldn't even roll over. So that's when my yoga met me in the most profound way, because that's where I really found meditation. And so there's been many times I haven't been able to do the physical aspects of yoga. And it took me on a journey, to the more mental, cause you need a lot of, stamina, or, you know, talk about, you know, growing a muscle, that muscle of tenacity and to be able to survive, because that's why I had so much depression and anxiety, cause I was dealing with incapacitation over and over and over again. So it's like, really? Enough already. So many times I've literally cried out and said, you know, somebody else's turn. Okay, I think I've had my share. So coming back to, so it was meditation, it was the mantras. That's when I intimately started connecting with mantras, because that was the only thing that soothed my soul when I was struggling with the depression and the anxiety of never knowing when I was going to be able to get out of bed or do yoga again, because that's when I feel like I'm me. Is when I can move my body. I was a very athletic person before I had this car accident. So that disconnect came home for me through restorative yoga. So that's where, so I had the meditation, I had the mantras that I leaned into. And then I started learning, like when my body was able to roll over and move, I would prop myself up on pillows in bed. And I would do meditation in a posture that I'm lying back, or I'm whatever the restorative posture is. So I have a very big place in my heart for restorative yoga. And then I started learning about therapeutic yoga. So those are the things that reintroduced me into getting back on the mat. So yoga is a world or an avenue that I found that it meets me where I'm at. So no matter if I physically can't do anything or whether I can do a vinyasa flow, that was that word neon. I can, and it took me many years to discover this, because I just thought, well, I can't do yoga, so I can't do yoga, period. But this was the whole world that it introduced me to without being able to do the physical postures, because I couldn't meditate to save my life before I did yoga. I am a busy person. I have like lots of energy when I'm in my normal state, whatever normal is, but I'm a very energetic, athletic type person. So for the meditate, are you kidding me? You want me to sit still for 5 minutes and do nothing? What? So the universe had a plan in the sense of, yeah, you don't think you can sit still? Well, try 6 weeks, you know? So I had to learn how to meditate through that. And I literally would go into meditation for 2 to 3 hours at a time. And I never thought I would ever be able to do that. But I started getting into the deeper levels, that was the only time that I could just be, right? Without being in excruciating pain. So I don't know if that answers your question, but that's been my journey, is very, very baby steps. So I started training for to be a therapeutic instructor, and that has been like amazing, really learning lots of stuff. And I know this much compared to what's out there. It's just the more I learn about yoga is the more I know nothing. I realize I know nothing. It's so vast.
That was wonderful. Thank you. Oh, thank you, ladies. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And I look forward to joining you again tomorrow. So I do, I will be connecting every Friday and Saturday. So those are the only 2 days that'll be sort of side by side. And tomorrow we have the beautiful Roxanne joining us, and I'm really looking forward to that conversation. So thank you. And yes, so Melanie was asking about how to connect with you online. So Melanie, I will make sure to have all of her links. It's Inspirational Yoga. I'm sure you'll be able to find her beautiful face there. But you'll be able to connect with her in the email. And I think it might be in the email that I sent out this afternoon as well, so that you can check that out. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the show. Join Dion again next week to learn more about what you can do to go from hot mess to awesomeness.